Flying stars skim across a lake towards a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company. A lion's head is situated within a ring of film tape above a mask and laurel branches. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Ars Gratia Artis. Trademark. A montage of the Apollo 11 moon landing. On the flag in ever-changing iridescent and dynamic colors and patterns, MTV Films. A small black gun is tossed on a white table beside a white mug and saucer. Black coffee is poured from a shiny teapot into the cup. A star appears in the middle of the beverage. Gary Sanchez Productions. Under a full moon and amid a vast, dense coniferous forest, a small cottage is nestled in a clearing. A man with a beard carries a lamp and emerges from the woods as he runs towards the lodging. He looks back repeatedly on his way to the cabin. A woman with dark hair looks up as he enters. From behind a curtain, their silhouettes face each other.
Take them into the forest, now.
The man swings open the curtain to face a young boy and girl who are sleeping in their beds. He holds up the lantern and the kids awaken. He leads the children deep into the forest, the light from the lamp a beacon amidst the gloom of the tall trees. The trio comes to a halt and the man turns to the children. He strokes the little girl's cheek.
Stay here. I'll be back soon.
Stay here!
The children's frightened gazes follow the man as he walks away.
Father! Wait!
Darkness falls as their father blows out the lamp. They sit huddled together on the ground near a fallen tree trunk, shivering. The kids look at each other momentarily, then the small girl gets up. The boy follows her as they start to wander amid the trees. They follow a small dirt track that leads them to a dell. They pause at the edge of the clearing where they behold an amazing house made of candy and pastries, its roof frosted with white icing. The children cautiously walk through the compound up to the house, looking around as they go. They stop and exchange a glance before they charge to the door and pound on it. When no one answers, the boy breaks off a piece of the house and starts to eat it. The girl picks off a piece near her and tastes it as well. As the siblings chew, the door to the cottage creaks open. With an unnerved look at each other, the duo enters the house hesitantly, and the door slowly closes behind them. Inside, flames light on candles around the room. The kids grab hold of one another as they suddenly see the twisted silhouette of a figure watching them. The siblings clutch each other in fright as a disfigured witch with rotted teeth walks into the light, eyeing them with an evil smirk. Later, the young boy is imprisoned in a cage while his shackled sister looks on. The witch strikes her and she falls. The witch attempts to force feed the boy. The girl pulls out a loose nail and pockets it as the witch grabs her and holds a knife to her throat. Her brother reluctantly eats. A fire blazes in an oven.
Something's not hot enough! Oh, Lord!
The witch slams her knife into a stool and moves to the cage, grabbing the boy. As she and the boy struggle, the girl picks the lock on her chains with the nail until it pops open. The witch then opens the oven door. The girl runs to the stool and picks up the knife. The witch slowly turns around to her and fires a bolt from her wand. It shoots right through the girl, doing no harm. The girl stabs her repeatedly with the knife. As the hag collapses, the girl frees her brother. Behind them, the witch slowly gets to her feet, spitting blood. The boy strikes the witch with a log, causing her to fall back into the oven. The siblings yank on a chain that closes the furnace as they watch her burn.
Not enough for you now!
My sister and I never saw our parents again. It was just the two of us. But we learned a couple of things while trapped in that house. One, never walk into a house made of candy. And two, if you're gonna kill a witch, set her ass on fire.
Over a gust of flames, Paramount Pictures and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures present a Gary Sanchez production, a montage of medieval etchings, witch defeated by orphan siblings, town welcomes orphan siblings after escaping witch, Jeremy Renner, Gemma Arterton, Famke Janssen, Peter Stormare, an etching of a town surrounded by mountains. Thomas Mann, Derek Mears, Phila Vitala, Ingrid Bolso Burdell, Joanna Kulig. Casting by Deborah Aquila, CSA, Trisha Wood, CSA, and Jen Smith, CSA. A lost child poster burns in a dark forest. A drawing of a monster chasing three children under the headline, Child Saved by Hansel and Gretel. Co-producers Robin Holey, Henning Molfenter, Charlie Wobkin, Christopher Fizer. Heroic orphans capture witch sisters. An engraving of hanging witches. Visual effects supervisor John Farhat. Executive music producer Hans Zimmer. Music by Atlee Orverson. Costume designer Marlene Stewart. Edited by Jim Page. An etching of the two children restraining a witch as she burns over a pyre. The girl shoots her crossbow and beheads a witch flying on a broomstick. Production designer Stephen Scott. Director of photography Michael von Villen. Executive producers Dennis L. Stewart, Chris Henshi, Trip Vinson. A silhouette standing in the flames shoots a burning arrow past some townspeople. Town saved by Hansel and Gretel, witch burnt. Produced by Will Ferrell, Adam McKay. Another headline, Meadow Witch Killed. The flaming arrow embeds itself in the wood beside the etching, followed by a dagger. Heroes Hansel and Gretel, swamp witch dead, over a picture of two young adults spearing a prostrate witch. Produced by Kevin Messick, Beau Flynn. Written and directed by Tommy Wirkola. The numerous dark outlines of trees have missing children posters attached to them. From out of nowhere, an arrow pins a sheet of paper to a tree. Hansel and Gretel, witch hunters. The poster is consumed by flames. Many years later, a man unloads jugs of milk featuring a drawing of a young boy's face on them. A teenage boy grabs one and runs toward a gathering of townspeople.
Of living in fear, we have finally caught the one responsible for all this terror.
For crimes against the city and people of Augsburg, and for consorting with the spawn of Satan, I hereby accuse this woman of the craft of witchery. Behold the eyes of the demon.
Go to her.
He immerses the captive woman's head in a barrel of water.
Father! Father!
The woman struggles with her captors as a man in his 50s approaches.
Derringer, this is still my town.
He turns to the crowd.
Listen to me. As your mayor, I know only too well that many of you have lost precious loved ones to this witch plague. But we can't just burn this woman. We first need evidence. We can't just have
you
this
know
wall.
A witch when you see one.
They ride at night and they make pacts with the devil. This woman will burn!
A gun appears at point-blank range near Barringer's head.
Let the girl go, or I'm gonna blow your sheriff's brains all over these fucking hillbillies.
Move. Go on. Let her go. Go over there.
Check her.
What's your name? What's your name?
Mina.
Boy. When a woman truly deals in witchcraft, she cannot hide it. A nasty rot sets in. It shows in her teeth, in her skin, in her eyes. This is not a witch. This woman's clean.
I'm sure your sheriff was only trying to protect you, good people. But your mayor has done a very smart thing. He hired us. My name is Gretel. This is my brother Hansel.
We know that many of your children have gone missing, but killing an innocent woman will not bring them back.
Go home! We don't want you here!
We don't want more evil in Oxford!
Well, evil is upon you, whether you like it or not. Now, if your children are still alive, we will find them. But if anyone harms this woman, you're gonna have me to deal with. Now go home! Go!
They disperse as Hansel turns to Mina, a young woman with light hair.
I guess you're free to go.
Thank you. Hansel.
Welcome.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Huh? That woman is a suspect in my custody. You can't just come
Any
here.
Any man with half a brain could see that she was not a witch.
Now listen, Sheriff. Hansel and Gretel have been brought
You
by...
better listen!
I'm not going to have this bitch and a scoundrel of a brother coming into my town. Telling me what to do.
Gretel headbutts the sheriff. His deputies grab their guns, but Hansel aims at them first.
Don't! Just don't.
Hansel lowers his gun. On the ground, Barringer grasps his bloody nose.
Come on. Let's get you started.
There's been reports of a strange cottage in the North Forest. Locals won't go near the place. A good place to start the investigation.
Gretel, a young woman with dark hair and an athletic build, kicks down the door of an isolated cottage in the woods. She points her crossbow at a witch with scaly skin and black hair who turns and raises her hands to her head.
Move!
The hag throws a dagger at Gretel, who catches it with the end of her crossbow and shoots at the witch. The witch dodges the bolts, grabs her broom, and flies through a window, breaking some wooden panes as she bursts through. As she soars through the forest, she's shot and is sent crashing to the ground. Hansel, a young muscular man with dark hair, stands nearby with his gun on his shoulder, his foot resting on the witch's broomstick. As the witch scurries away, he shoots, then runs after her in pursuit. The witch grabs her wand and fires at him, but the dark energy bounces off him. She then casts a spell, and a barrier of tall, thin trees raises in front of him. Hansel weakens the barrier by shooting at it and then runs through. Nearby, Gretel listens to the sounds of battle. The witch continues on her flight, a demon-like quality giving her speed and agility through the obstacles of the forest, as Hansel pursues closely behind. As the witch pulls ahead, Gretel flies out of the underbrush and tackles her to the ground. Hansel catches up with the witch, and the two of them exchange blows. Gretel strikes the witch. Hansel is blinded as the hag throws dirt in his eyes. Hansel catches the witch and slams her body into the ground. The witch gets up and turns to flee. Gretel somersaults, grabs her crossbow, and shoots the witch in the ankle. She heaves the weapon over a branch and pulls on a string attached to the arrow, dragging the witch until she hangs suspended in the air by her foot. Hansel snatches the witch's wand away from her. The witch flails in midair as the siblings watch.
She looks angry.
Yeah. Face like that, I'd be angry too.
He strikes her with his gun.
You shut up.
That witch we found was a dead end, Mayor. No trace of any kids, I'm sorry.
But we found this.
Gretel unrolls a scroll.
That is called the Blood Moon, Mayor. An eclipse of the moon. It happens once in a generation and is a night most holy to witches.
Oh, my God. When?
According to this, 3 nights from now.
There's no doubt in my mind that all this is connected. Children being taken in these numbers from the roads and fields so close to town. A witch does not come out in the open like that. Not unless she has to.
Hansel checks his wrist timer.
Witch activity has been increasing lately. More sightings, animal slaughters, Sabbaths. Seems the coming of the Blood Moon is dragging every damned witch from their dark hiding place.
He injects a substance into his thigh.
Seems like a good thing that you brought us here, doesn't it, Mayor?
Half your money now. The rest when the children are brought back alive. Ah, oh, there he is, right on time. This is Jackson. He knows these woods inside and out, and he'll take you to where the last sightings were.
Yeah, we can be there in a few hours.
Not at night. It's too dangerous. We leave in the morning.
Yeah, she's right. It's much too dangerous. So, any place we can get a drink in this hellhole?
Later, a man fills a water bowl for two dogs. Inside, the sheriff sits facing a few burly men.
Last one they took was a boy. Less than 2 days ago, so the scent is still fresh.
He throws the boy's boot on the table.
100 shillings for every child you return alive. Better be fast before our mayor's witch hunters rob this town blind. You leave tonight.
In which country at night? You must be out of your mind.
Behringer throws a pouch down in front of the men. Coins spill out, catching the mercenaries' attention. Outside, a large man with long blonde hair takes the dogs and leads the men out of town. Behringer watches, then saunters off, smoking a pipe. Deep in the dark forest, an unbroken swath of trees stretches to the horizon. A fire is lit in a small clearing. The light casts eerie shadows into the gloom as the nervous trackers huddle around the meager flames.
I'm telling you, we should put the fire out.
We're hunting witches, not bears. And we have to eat.
One of the men picks up a bone and casts it to the dogs. The men turn to the ignored bone and notice that the dogs are missing. They look up to see a beautiful woman with long dark hair standing at the edge of the firelight, flanked by the two dogs. They slowly get up and approach the stranger.
Such beautiful creatures.
Are they yours?
Yes, ma'am.
Why have you come here? To the dark of the forest.
Child was taken, ma'am. We're here to find him and take him back.
There are no children here. Here
The woman morphs into a witch and the dogs attack their owner.
Fools!
They scatter.
This is my land!
She casts a spell, causing vines to ensnare and suspend a tracker in midair, stretching his limbs out in all four directions. With a sweep of her wand, the man's limbs are torn from his core and dropped to the ground with a thud. The witch then intercepts the remaining hunter.
He's gone.
There's no use in praying, my friend. Even your god knows better than to come here.
She touches his forehead, and suddenly, creepy crawlers begin to slither around under his skin. The hunter's eyes roll slightly as he starts to dig into the mulch and devour the insects within. The witch watches and snickers. Later, Jackson, Hansel, and Gretel sit in a pub.
There have been abductions here and here on both sides of the river. And on this last one, we believe a troll was involved.
Troll?
Trolls are extra. Another round?
It's really unusual. Look at this one. A father and three children attacked. One child was taken, but she didn't touch the other two.
Uh-oh.
That's weird.
That's so weird.
It is strange.
It is strange.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then again, we hunt witches for a living. What's normal, really?
Excuse me. Hansel and Gretel? Oh, I can't believe you're here. I'm Ben, Benjamin Walser. I'm really quite a fan of your work.
That's great.
It's nice to meet you, Benjamin.
Listen, if it's not too much trouble, would you please sign?
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's from when you found the Fox Witch of Antwerp and sank her in the moat. And this one's from the Secret Witch Ring of Belsen when they tried to put a gate to hell under the courthouse. I mean, you guys, you certainly taught those witches a thing or two.
Wow, this is amazing. And weird.
So creepy.
Yeah.
You really keep all this stuff.
All right, well.
I just have so many questions. Do you mind?
You know, we have.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
All right. How do you best kill a witch?
Hansel.
Cutting off their heads tends to work, ripping out their hearts, and skinning them is also nice.
Yeah, but burning is the best way, because that's the only way to be safe.
Burning, yeah, of course.
Burn them all.
Oh, is it true that witches can't harm you?
Well, no, that is horseshit, son.
Their magic doesn't work on us. And they haven't killed us yet.
Oh, do you think that's because of the witch that you burned when you were children? You know, I guess that's how it all started for you guys. I mean, is that how you became witch hunters?
Okay.
How did you get your guns?
Okay.
Your weapons? Did they,
There's lots of things to
was
do.
It,
you're a really nice kid, but we have a town under attack.
The survivor from the forest staggers into the pub.
She killed them!
He stumbles toward the center of the bar.
She killed them all!
Who killed what?
The witch. She killed the trackers. All of them. She gave me a message for you all.
The tracker starts to gag and retch. Hansel moves Ben in front of him as a shield. The man explodes from his stomach, sending gore flying in all directions. Maggots lie among the remains of the tracker.
The curse of hunger for crawling things.
Gretel wipes away some debris.
I fucking hate that one.
That was awesome.
In the dark forest, amid the dense tangle of gnarled trees, a tree root snakes across the ground and buries deep into the earth to the witch's lair. It branches out to form cages which imprison missing children. They cower in their cells as a monstrous troll passes by, throwing food from a bucket into their prisons. The troll throws the bucket aside and stomps into a dining room where the dark-haired witch places two bowls in front of her cohorts, who take them and drink eagerly. One of the witches, who has short, spiky hair, sets her bowl down and raises her hands in wonder.
It's working.
The head witch grabs her hand and pushes it down into a nearby flame.
It's not even warm, Muriel. This could change everything.
Will change everything.
The third witch grins.
We will be invincible.
Take it out.
She cradles her singed hand.
It's of no use if it doesn't last.
I can make it last. Forever.
The town is silent under the night sky. Nothing stirs, and only a few flickering lamps relieve the darkness. Gretel sleeps deeply, her hands folded beneath her head. She dreams of her mother the night that the siblings were taken into the forest. And of her father leading them deeper into the woods.
Oh, where are we going?
We're almost there.
She wakes up and looks down at her brother, who's sleeping on the floor.
Hey. I just had this really weird dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
About our mother.
We don't talk about that. Go to sleep.
He rolls over dismissively. Gretel pauses a moment, then gets out of the bed and walks to the window in her nightdress. She looks out, her hand resting near the celestial map of the Blood Moon. In the morning, Hansel's buying clothes at a local shop.
What do you think? Boy? Girl? Okay. Here you go. I'll take this.
He rolls up the boy's garment as Mina approaches him from behind.
A little small for you, maybe.
Oh, hello? This is not for me.
So how goes the witch hunting?
It's good. Witch hunting's good.
He walks away.
It's strange being among these people.
Yeah?
If you hadn't come, they'd have burned me alive.
Yeah, well, I probably would have let them. But I'm old-fashioned that way. My sister, however, requires a little bit more evidence before someone gets roasted.
Mina pauses.
Have you ever come across a witch that you didn't want to kill?
Nope, never. It's the only good witch is a dead witch.
He checks his wrist timer.
18 volts.
He hands Mina a pumpkin and lowers himself carefully onto a stoop.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
He removes a syringe from his bag.
When I was a kid, the witch made me eat so much candy I got sick. Something happened to me. I have to take this injection every few hours or else I die.
Hansel injects himself.
You have the sugar sickness. I actually know a thing or two about it. If you ever need any help
He repacks his syringe and gets up, smiling a little awkwardly at Mina.
It was good seeing you. You're very handsome. And no man in this town will walk with me.
And you have my pumpkin.
Yes.
I have to go. See you. Mm-hmm.
Mina watches Hansel leave. In the forest, the spiky-haired witch examines some frogs clambering in the moss on a tree. She picks one up.
Daddy! Daddy! Please help me! Daddy, please!
She approaches the figure of a boy sitting on a fallen tree trunk.
Now, pure little boy. Sweet little boy.
The pumpkin falls from under a wig.
Daddy, scared. I'm alone in the woods.
She looks confused at a gramophone.
Please help.
She picks up the record. Hansel and Gretel attack the witch.
You move, you die. Get her wand.
Jackson appears from the underbrush. Gretel advances cautiously. The witch suddenly moves, disarming Gretel and aiming her crossbow at Hansel. He swiftly bends backwards, just missing the path of the bolt. Gretel jumps on top of the hag and tries to reach her wand, but gets thrown off onto Hansel. Jackson charges the witch, but she easily fells him and starts to make her escape. Hansel and Gretel both follow in hot pursuit. She grabs her broom and takes flight. Hansel charges ahead and knocks her off midair, using his gun like a baseball bat. Gretel runs up behind the witch and a battle ensues. When Hansel tries to grab his fallen weapon, the witch uses the prongs on the end of her broom to sweep it out of his reach. The witch gains the upper hand, knocking down both Hansel and Gretel. She once again mounts her broom and soars through the forest. Hansel throws out a grappling hook and snags her broom. He attaches it to his belt and is dragged across the ground behind the fleeing hag. Hansel anchors his feet against two trees, causing the broom to pull out from under the witch. She hits a tree and crumples to the ground. Hansel and Gretel advance as the witch gets to her feet. Just as she raises her hand to cast a spell, Jackson jumps out from behind and electrocutes her.
Ooh. I like your toys.
Back in town.
They have brought a live witch into my office.
They need to interrogate her. That's all there is to it. Now, good night, Sheriff.
Beringer watches the mayor leave and then looks up at the cell where the spiky-haired witch is being interrogated by Hansel and Gretel.
You tell us what we want, and this might not end up being the most painful night of your life. The children.
Where are they? They still alive?
Hansel dons a set of brass knuckles.
These witches didn't ever learn.
Blood gurgles from the witch's mouth.
Let's try this again.
Where are the children? Why so many? Where are the children?
The blood of the 12 moons will soon be collected. And after that, only one object remains.
Look at this burner. We're wasting our time. She's useless.
How many children have been taken so far?
I don't know, 10 or 11.
Files. We need to count them.
Gretel rummages through the missing children's files.
It's 11.
11, 12, 11. They need one more child. One more child.
Look, there's got to be some sort of pattern. Look for their age, hair color, gender, something.
5, 6. I got 5 girls.
6 boys.
You need another girl. 12 moons. Oh. What does that mean?
It's a month. It's a month. April's missing.
It's April. They need a girl born in April.
Hansel rushes out of the room.
You're too late.
High above the town, Muriel and her other witch, one with red hair, hover menacingly, surveying the town and its sleeping inhabitants.
Go.
Yes.
The red-haired witch swoops down.
Sheriff, birth records of Augsburg. Do you have them here?
It's there.
Strictly for the law of this town, not for filthy bounty hunters like yourself.
Come on. There can't be that many.
Muriel sparks a ball of fire and holds it in her palm.
Anything.
We only got one. Little girl, 6 years old, born April 8th.
She's the only one I could find.
You go.
This girl, do you know her?
Yes.
Mary Bell.
Where does she live?
Sheriff, she's in danger.
Muriel takes aim and casts the fireball toward the town.
Time is up.
Tell me where she lives.
Little Mary sleeps peacefully in her bed. Outside the bedroom, her older brother and mother keep watch nervously. In town, people urgently try to douse the blaze of Muriel's fireball. The door explodes open and the red-haired witch stalks into the house.
Stop! Stop right there!
She hexes the rifle he's holding and forces him to point it towards his mother.
No, Lucas! Lucas! No.
She's blown out the window.
Daniel!
Mary's thrown in a cage. The troll closes the cage and lifts it on his back. Gretel locks the spiky-haired witch in a cell.
Now, whatever happens, I want you to stay cool. Follow my lead, okay?
Got it.
Are you a good shot?
No. Not really. That's why I use a shotgun.
The door shatters and Muriel, as a woman, saunters through the debris as Gretel, standing on the balcony, aims her crossbow at her.
Gretel, famous witch hunter. Finally we meet.
Who are you?
Muriel picks up a missing child's poster.
I see you got my invitation.
Say your name before my arrows rip out your throat.
I go by many names, none of which you're worthy of pronouncing.
With a wicked smile, Muriel morphs into a witch. Jackson opens fire as Muriel charges up the stairs. The witch grabs him and throws him, shattering the banister as he falls. Gretel pulls out a knife and swings, but Muriel disarms her and grabs her by the throat. The retreating troll turns to look at Hansel. Just as the red-haired witch tackles him to the ground. They exchange blows. Hansel grabs a milk bottle and uses it to bludgeon the hag, who then hexes a box and hurls it at Hansel. The crone then grabs her broom and starts to take off. Hansel takes a running jump and catches hold of the broom as the witch flees town. He slammed through part of a roof, which shatters while he's still clinging to the broom. In the sheriff's office...
Don't worry. I'm not going to kill you. Not now. Not like this.
Jackson struggles to his feet.
You have something I need. The last ingredient.
Muriel notices Jackson reaching for his gun. She throws Gretel away from her as she turns to divert the bullets. Ben watches Gretel fall. Jackson struggles to reload the shotgun as Muriel stalks him.
Humans have such ghastly taste.
She casts a spell with her wand and slowly directs the barrel of the gun to his head.
I think this place.
Jackson looks on, whimpering.
Could use a bit.
The gun rests under Jackson's chin.
Of color.
Ben uses a wheelbarrow to transport Gretel, injured and unconscious, through the streets.
Ben.
Inside, Muriel frees the horned witch and then looks for Gretel.
Shit!
It's morning, and Gretel lies sleeping peacefully as a hand with a damp cloth wipes her face. Ben moistens the cloth and starts to clean her neck. He looks around for a moment and then proceeds to clean her chest, which rises and falls slowly. Just as he's about to approach her cleavage with the cloth, she grabs his hand. She glares at him.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
You were covered in filth, so I was just cleaning.
Gretel shoots Ben a skeptical glance before releasing his hand. She looks around her and out of the window.
Oh. What happened?
Well, the witches took a young girl, and a lot of people died in the fires. And the sheriff, he's blaming you and your brother for what happened last night. Augsburg's not really safe for you anymore.
And my brother?
Last time I saw him, he was fighting one of them on her broom flying out of town.
Gretel notices a drawing of herself on the wall. Ben looks at her sheepishly.
Right. Wow. Where did you get all this stuff?
Just from everywhere. I actually plan to be a witch hunter too when I get older, like you guys.
This isn't the life we chose, Ben.
Ben looks down as Gretel turns to the wall.
I was wondering about that story about your parents leaving you. Is all that true?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's what they did.
I'm sorry. Do you want some porridge?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
At the dining table, Gretel reads Ben's scrapbook of newspaper clippings.
Not too hot, not too cold, but just right.
Ben sets the bowl down and pulls a chair forward.
So last night, who was she, the witch who attacked us?
I don't know. She looked normal at first, but then she changed her face.
I thought only
grand witches have that ability, yeah.
Gretel turns a page and stops to stare at an etching of a woman. Moving closer to the book, she points to the face.
Who's this?
Ben leans forward.
She lived outside of town a long time ago. She was accused of witchcraft, but she never confessed. We just burned her anyway.
You're safe. You'll be safe.
Gretel has flashbacks of her mother.
Find my brother.
Hansel dangles from a tree, unconscious.
Hansel! Hey! Hansel! Are you all right?
He awakens.
Oh, shit.
The witch hunting is going well, I see.
Yeah. Hey, say, can you tell me which way's back to town?
She points to her right.
That way.
That way. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. You need some help?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you. Okay. See you later. Mother!
He falls to the ground.
Are you okay?
Hi. Help me. Oh!
Gretel tramps through another part of the woods.
Hansel!
Twisted roots lie among the towering trees.
Hansel!
Mina cleans Hansel's wounds by a body of water situated in a gully.
Are you done yet? I've got to get to my sister.
This may take a while.
She dampens the cloth again.
But if you don't clean it, you'll get the fever.
Fever.
And dabs at his neck with the cloth.
You've really taken a beating, haven't you?
I think the real damage was to my dignity, which I left somewhere in that tree back there.
Mina looks at the pool with uncertainty, then back at Hansel.
It's probably going to be easier if you just get in.
Oh, no, I can't.
The water is healing.
Yeah, I don't swim well.
Then I'll go in with you.
She stands up.
Oh, okay.
And starts to disrobe. Hansel gets up and turns his back to her.
Oh, boy.
Mina, now naked, delicately steps into the pool, her skin glowing. Hansel steals a glance and is transfixed.
So it's healing waters, did you say?
Mina smiles at him as he enters the water.
You know, the last time I was in waters like this, I came across a formidable serpent witch. She mostly looked like a toad, but she could breathe underwater, which made her difficult to track.
She moves towards Hansel.
She's deadly.
You talk too much.
And kisses him.
Yeah.
They embrace passionately.
Hansel!
Gretel continues walking through the woods, looking around. Nearby, the troll looks up from his meal of wild boar. Gretel stops near a fallen tree. She notices movement in the distance and cautiously investigates, her crossbow at the ready. She takes aim and moves silently towards the figure hidden by the branches. As she draws closer, she pushes the tree limbs aside and sees one of the sheriff's deputies standing by the tree. A man assaults her, forcing her into a clearing. Gretel fights back. Three deputies restrain her by holding her arms and hair. The sheriff approaches.
Oh, she's a wild one, eh?
What do you think you're doing?
You're under arrest for the burning of Augsburg and for bringing the witch plague to our streets.
Listen, you idiot. The witches are planning something big. I need to find my brother and save their shitty room.
This time, I do the talking. You do the bleeding.
Gretel lunges forward and bites the tip of Behringer's nose off, then pulls back and spits the piece in his face. He approaches her with a bloody face, his teeth clenched in fury and pain, and strikes Gretel. The troll watches from the trees as she falls to the ground.
You're making this too easy.
The sheriff kicks her in the stomach.
You want some more?
The troll crashes through the trees. The giant grabs a tree trunk and wields it like a club, smashing two of the deputies. He clubs another man in the head. The last deputy tries shooting the troll. Unfazed by the bullet, he crushes the last deputy's head. The troll then walks up to Behringer, who has fallen on the ground, and stomps on his head, his brains and blood splattering on the ground. Gretel's vision of the monster starts to blur as she passes out. Gretel awakens to the gentle rocking motion of being carried. She looks behind her to see an unfamiliar path in the woods. She turns her head to find the side of the troll's head. Gretel closes her eyes and lays her head to rest against the giant's shoulder. They continue down the path, disappearing into the forest. Back at the gully.
Following this road, you should be able to make it back to Augsburg by nightfall.
Yeah.
I hope so.
When you find your sister, could you come back to see me again?
Yes, of course.
Hansel kisses Mina. The troll sets Gretel down by a waterfall. He sticks his finger into a crevice and pulls out a pale substance. Gretel begins to wake and tries to get away when she sees the giant. The troll holds her down and wipes the material on her injury. He then places a dried mushroom under the waterfall like a cup to collect water, which he then offers to Gretel. She quickly gulps the water down to pacify him and watches the giant with trepidation. Gretel stares wide-eyed as the troll nods in satisfaction and then walks away. A little while later, Gretel has managed to remove most of the dirt and blood from her face. The troll sits across from her and she watches him curiously.
Why did you save me?
Trolls serve witches.
He looks down, then gets up in a huff.
Hey, wait! Wait!
He stops and turns around. Her gaze is soft.
What's your name?
With a last look, the troll leaves.
Edward, wait! Where am I?
Ugh. Gretel looks around in frustration. The day passes and gives way to night over the dense forest. Hansel comes to a stop at the edge of a dell when he spots an abandoned cottage. He looks around with a furrowed brow as he walks toward the house. He stops midway to the house to pick up a rock, which he hurls at the building. He bends down and picks up a log to act as a club. Approaching the cottage with a little more bravado, he enters, the rusty hinges of the door squeaking in protest. Inside the house, he walks past two eerily familiar children's beds. When suddenly, a figure charges at him from behind the door, and they both crash through the rotten floorboards into a cave below.
Hansel! Where have you been?
Gretel embraces her brother.
Hi. What happened to your face?
Gretel? Who did this to you? Who did this to you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Tears fill her eyes as Hansel holds her.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm okay.
With a creased brow, Hansel looks around the cave.
Where are we?
I don't know.
With difficulty, he gets to his feet.
You okay?
Did you have to land on me?
They start to investigate the area.
What is this place?
Gretel lights a match and then a candle. The glow of the candle illuminates an ancient text woven with herbs and strange letters. Gretel turns a page.
This isn't a regular witch's lair.
No. Let's get the hell out of here.
Hansel heaves himself out from the underground dwelling and then reaches down to help Gretel.
Hey, sis.
She then raises the candle to look around the interior.
Did
think you're going to want to come see this.
She turns and walks over to Hansel, who is holding a toy and standing at the foot of one of the small beds.
But I think this is our old house. And this is our old room.
He takes the candle.
Here, look. It's your bed.
Hi. Ha! Remember this?
He places his hand on a faded drawing on the wall of two kids and an animal.
I think that's you. And some sort of vicious badger.
Hansel sits on the bed and leans back.
Old beds.
Gretel gives Hansel a pensive look, and she watches him as he surveys the abandoned cottage.
Hansel. You ever wonder what happened to our parents?
Hansel's expression hardens and he stands up.
We don't talk about that, Gretel. You made a promise. You know that.
Why do you think the witch's spells don't work on us?
Leave it alone.
This is our house.
Yeah?
This is where we grew up. And what does that look like to you?
She points to the cellar.
I don't know, Gretel. We grew up over a witch's lair. So what? So we're cursed?
No, I think that our mother...
See, you finally found your way home after all these years. How very sweet.
Gretel throws a metal rod at Muriel, who deflects it with her wand and cuts off their escape route through the door.
I remember this house. The house of Adriana. The great white witch. You're a whore of a mother.
Hansel and Gretel exchange an uneasy glance.
Let me tell you a little story.
She points her wand at the hearth and a fire appears.
Once upon a time, near a shitty little town, there was a farmer who fell in love with a white witch. And with their two beautiful children... Oh, they were so happy.
A flashback of the siblings' youth.
But not for long.
The night of their abandonment.
During a blood moon, there is a potion that will make you immune to fire. The key to the potion is the heart of a grand white witch. But your mother, the most powerful white witch, was too strong for us. So it had to be you, Gretel. It had to be your heart. As the blood moon approached, I sent out a little rumor to the people of Augsburg. And when she knew they were coming, she had your father take you into the forest to hide you.
Wait!
She didn't know what they would do to her. But she was too proud to run, and a white witch would never use her magic against humans. When your father came back for her, they hanged him.
Run him up!
No!
His feet flail as he dies.
Right in front of your mother's burning flesh. Adriana was gone, but so was your heart, and the blood moon passed. The end. It's a beautiful story, don't you think? They died to save you, and all your life, how you've hated them.
Tomorrow!
Sisters from all dark corners of the land will join me in the light of the blood moon for the greatest Sabbath of all. The only thing left is the everlasting power of the heart of a grand white witch.
You know you talk too much.
Hansel pulls out a knife and battles Muriel. Using her unnatural strength, she grabs Hansel and stabs him in the stomach.
Bad move, witch hunter.
She stabs him again and pushes him down into the cellar. Muriel grabs Gretel. It's morning in the abandoned cottage, and Hansel wakes up to find Mina tending to his wounds.
Drink. It will help the pain.
He pushes aside the bowl.
Mia?
He looks around at the accoutrements of a witch scattered around him.
What did you do? Mia?
He stands and lifts his shirt to examine his wound, which is almost completely healed.
You're a witch?
There are good witches in the world. Not many, but some.
Stay back.
I'm a witch, but I won't hurt you.
I checked you. You were clean.
Yeah, but only the dark witches bear the signs.
Dark witches? Dark witches? What are you talking about?
Think about it. If their spells don't work on you, why would mine? I'm not like them, Hansel.
He pushes past her, confused.
Where are you going?
I have my sister.
Who has your sister?
The witches have my sister.
Where?
They said something about a ritual or a gathering. I don't know.
There's a place deep in the forest, nearby the mountains. A place dark witches use for their Sabbath.
Where is it?
That's why.
Mina, how do I get there?
If there is a Sabbath, there'll be many witches. They'll be too powerful. They'll kill you, Hansel.
I don't have time for this.
No, listen, Hansel. I found something here. In this cave. Something very powerful. Something that could help us.
The Abramely Grimoire! It exists. This is the Book of Protection against Black Magic. I can't believe this. Where did you find it?
Don't ask, kid.
If this thing does what it says, it will allow us to penetrate their protection.
Oh, yeah?
Their wands won't protect them anymore. We just need something to bless.
Okay. Let's start with this.
He reveals a cart loaded with armaments and ammunition. Mina blesses some fluid using an incantation from the book and then splashes the liquid liberally all over the ammunition. The group chooses weapons from the cart.
I hope this works.
Hansel climbs onto his horse and turns to Ben, who's holding the reins of the steed. Ben lets the reins go and shoots Hansel an awkward smile as his eyes dart side to side.
You ever shoot a gun?
I did win the county fair. 3 times.
All right. In that case.
Hansel helps Ben mount the horse. From behind, Ben grasps Hansel's gun.
Don't touch the gun.
The group leaves town. Gretel regains consciousness and discovers herself imprisoned in the witch's lair. Edward approaches her cell.
Edward, what are you doing here? What's going on?
A door opens behind them. Gretel looks around and notices the missing children in cages.
Edward, I need your help.
She puts her tiny hand on the troll's giant finger.
Please, Edward.
Hey! Get the children. We're moving out.
The spiky-haired witch turns to Gretel.
It's time.
In the forest, late at night, Hansel and Mina create a network of tightly stretched, thin wires between trees.
Okay, we good?
Yes.
They stop and look at the top of a hill where a fire glows in the darkness, marking the place of the witch's Sabbath.
Well, as far as you go, kid.
He gives Ben a gun.
But I will leave you with this. Wow. Find a place to hide. Shoot anything that moves.
Good luck.
Ben looks up at the full moon as numerous witches glide into the clearing on top of the hill to join the throng. Casters of all shapes and sizes mingle at the gathering in their outrageous costumes. Gretel is dragged to a dead and deteriorated tree as Muriel floats in. The spiky-haired witch punches her in the stomach before chaining her to the tree. The assembled witches turn to look at Muriel as Edward leads the children into the middle of the gathering. Muriel lights a fire under a giant cauldron, and the liquid within begins to bubble.
After tonight,
no sister will be burned on that pyre! No sister will be ashes on the ground!
I want your brains!
And now... Now we feast!
That's a lot of witches. Okay. I'm gonna go down around the other side. Push him into the middle. Get him away from the kids. And when you see my signal, you unleash hell. Wish me luck.
Hansel walks away as Mina looks out at the gathered witches below. Muriel stares at the blood moon.
The hour has come! Blood moon, arise! The grand white witch dies!
Hansel walks into the clearing. The hags turn to him.
Listen to me carefully. If you let my sister and the children go now, I'll consider not killing each and every one of you.
Finish it.
Yes.
The red-haired witch walks in front of Hansel and raises her wand. Everyone watches the standoff eagerly.
Please work.
As neither Hansel or the witch budges. Hansel takes off the red-haired witch's head with a single shot. Mina takes the cue and maneuvers the machine gun into position. The witches are cut down in great swaths by the rapid fire. Muriel and the spiky-haired witch dive for cover behind a rock as the other crones start to scatter and flee, some managing to get on their brooms. Hansel uses a combination of hand grenades and rifle fire to take down the numerous targets, while Mina starts to pick off the flying hags as they soar away from the clearing. As the fighting intensifies, Hansel uses his rifle and his bayonet to slash and stab the witches. Edward abandons the children that are huddled against the rock face.
We have to hurry. You get the children. I'll get her heart. Now move.
The spiky-haired witch runs toward the children and uses another witch as a shield to avoid being shot by Mina. Suddenly, her gun jams, and in the lull, a witch takes flight toward Mina's position. Hansel shoots the attacking witch in the back. Muriel jumps out of hiding as a large witch tries to hex Hansel, but misses and hits a tree, which falls and crushes her.
Move it!
The spiky-haired witch gathers the children as Muriel stalks toward Gretel. Just as Muriel's about to strike Gretel, Edward blocks her advance and knocks the witch aside.
Edward!
Right as the horned witch is about to execute a little girl, Hansel shoots her in the abdomen. She collapses to the ground and looks up as Hansel takes aim at her head. The onlooking children wince. Edward pulls apart one of Gretel's bindings just as Muriel throws him off the cliff with her wand.
No!
Gretel wraps a chain around her fist and charges Muriel, knocking her to the ground. Hansel frees the children from their fetters. Muriel swings at Gretel with a knife as Hansel frees the last child.
Thank you.
Hansel turns to help Gretel but is confronted by Siamese twin witches joined at the back. The duo attacks him ferociously with long blades. Mina grabs some weapons and runs to join the fray. Muriel and Gretel fight desperately, with Muriel gaining the upper hand. She throws the hunter to the ground and crouches over her with a weapon. Gretel grabs the knife hand, and the two struggle for dominance. The sun starts to rise over the horizon.
Too late.
Gretel headbutts Muriel, who staggers away and grabs her broom to retreat.
Gretel!
Mina throws a twin crossbow to Gretel, who catches it and dispatches two witches that were charging her from opposite sides. She then picks up a spiky chain and lassos it around the abdomen of a fleeing witch, who then explodes into tiny pieces. One of the twins stabs Hansel in the leg, and as he falls, they dart towards him, but he takes them out with a swing of his foot. Gretel approaches with her crossbow.
Where are you going?
I have to help Edward!
Edward? Who the fuck's Edward?
In the forest, Muriel follows two other witches on their brooms. They head for the trees with the wire stretched between them, but the two are unable to stop in time and are sliced to bits by the taut strings. Muriel witnesses this just in time, comes to a halt in front of the trap, and starts in another direction right past Ben, who's resting against a tree trunk. He looks over his shoulder, eyeing her approach. He lifts the rifle, takes careful aim, and fires. The spinning bullet unravels and explodes, expelling bits of shrapnel that knock Muriel off her broom.
Ah, hell yeah!
Ben!
Hey. Hansel!
Hansel!
I did it! I shot her! Muriel!
Where?
I shot her down, over there.
Hansel, Mina, and Ben run to the site of impact, which is scattered with shards of Muriel's broom.
She's close.
Ben picks up and pockets one of the pieces. Gretel runs to Edward's side.
Edward!
She opens her bag and pulls out the stun gun, charges the battery quickly, and administers the electricity. When the troll doesn't move, she checks his heartbeat and tries again. She stabs the leads into Edward's body. He shakes himself awake as she rests her head on his shoulder in relief. Meanwhile, Hansel and the others track a wounded Muriel through the forest. A bloody handprint on a tree provides a clue.
Oh, you can't be serious.
At the edge of a clearing, the group comes to a halt. In the overgrown dell stands the derelict gingerbread house where Hansel and Gretel killed their first witch. They advance cautiously.
Is this...
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't eat the fucking candy.
Suddenly, Mina is thrown to the ground with a jolt. Hansel whips around, weapon poised, to find Muriel holding her wand to Ben's neck.
Stop right there. When a little boy dies, I thought it would be fitting for us to end up here, where it all began. Kind of lost his charm a little, huh? Drop it.
Hansel begins to put the gun on the ground.
Good boy.
Don't worry, kid. Not glad to hurt you.
Oh, really?
Really.
He pulls out a pistol from behind his back and accidentally shoots Ben in the shoulder, just missing Muriel, who then attacks him with enchanted logs.
The end is near. Witch hunter. I wish I could say it'd be painless, but that would be a lie.
Mina stands with her wand ready after assaulting Muriel with a spell.
Get away from him.
Always funny seeing a white witch with a wand. What are you gonna do?
Hit me with your love spell.
he shatters a tree behind Muriel.
Not bad.
Muriel casts a spell and throws Mina against the house. The evil witch then materializes near Mina and grabs her.
Sacrificing yourself to save a human. Pathetic.
Muriel stabs Mina with her wand.
No!
Mina crumples to the ground. Hansel fires at Muriel, driving her into the pastry house. He runs to Mina's side and turns her over.
Hansel. I tried to stop her.
You did. You did good. You did good.
Her body relaxes in death. Hansel lowers her corpse and looks towards the house, his expression hardening. He somersaults into the house where the witch attacks him with a shovel. The two grapple with each other as Gretel comes running up to the clearing.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Gretel charges into the house but is swiftly felled by the hag. Muriel grabs a knife from a table and moves in to stab Gretel. They struggle, each trying to gain the upper hand. Hansel leaps into the fight, wrestling with the witch. Muriel throws him onto Gretel and punches the both of them in the face. The crone then tries to break his neck. Gretel jumps onto Muriel's back and the trio falls. The witch kicks Hansel into the wall and then picks Gretel up and throws her against the dusty oven, knocking her unconscious. Muriel then grabs a cleaver. Hansel heaves a hanging cauldron into the witch's face, knocking her down. He then wraps a chain around her neck and hoists her up using the oven door as a pulley. He starts to punch her relentlessly. Muriel's face softens as she morphs into her human form.
Oh, please. Please. Stop. Please.
Yeah, nice try.
He continues to pummel her and then starts to strangle Muriel. Her demon face reappears. The witch grasps at Hansel's shoulder in a vain attempt to make him let go. She slowly starts to pass out when Hansel's wrist timer goes off. He is unable to keep his hold on her and collapses to his knees. Hansel looks for the syringe but cannot find it. Gretel starts to wake up. She spots his syringe on the ground as Muriel kicks Hansel aside and tries to free herself. Gretel reaches for the syringe, drags herself towards her brother, and injects him with the liquid. Muriel kicks aside the prop that was keeping the oven door open. When she frees herself of the chains, she attacks Gretel. But a recovered Hansel beats her with a shovel and stabs her in the neck with the shovel's blade. Muriel struggles as Gretel walks up and the siblings loom above her.
Finish already.
Gretel stamps hard on the blade, severing Muriel's head. Ben runs into the house, smiling. Hansel turns around, holding Muriel's head by the hair. Ben gulps at the sight. Hansel throws the head into the open oven as the siblings walk past Ben.
Revenge doesn't change the past.
Gretel picks up Muriel's wand and its gem glows.
It won't bring our parents back. You all right?
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. That sure as hell feels good.
A crowd of townspeople stand around a large fire.
My sister and I know the truth.
A man throws a pouch of coins.
We know who we are now.
Hansel catches it.
And so do they.
The siblings walk away from the blaze.
They know our story. Our powers. What we can do. And they should fear us.
In a dry and dusty desert,
all of us.
Should be getting close now. Okay, so after this next one, we've got three more to go.
Three? You said three more 3 witches ago.
Come on, you always say more witches, more money, right?
Yeah, if you ain't get any of it. Guess you want to pull the cart.
Edward pulls a cart of dead witches.
Hey, big guy.
Told you he'd come in handy.
There are good witches in the world. We know that now. But for the ones practicing the black arts, beware. We're coming for you. No matter where you are, we'll find you.
Outside a witch's lair.
And dead or alive, we'll take you down.
Edward, wanna knock?
My vote? Dead.
Edward punches in the door, which shatters forward. Hansel and Gretel are witch hunters. A blonde witch looks up and snarls at the intruders. The demon backflips away from Gretel, trying to escape her machine gun's bullets. Leaving a trail of dust, she tries to escape out of a window where Hansel clubs her.
I hate to break it to you, but it's not going to be an open casket.
Gretel shoots the witch. Credits appear beside various different weapons over a fiery blaze. Unit production managers Basil Bryant Grillo, Dennis L. Stewart. First Assistant Director Chris Castaldi. Second Assistant Director Matthew W. Heffernan. A Seibzend Babelsberg Film co-production. This film has been described by Deluxe, with funding by Paramount Pictures. Voiced by Tansy Alexander. Goldfin and Mid-Roar, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Stars form an arch over a mountain, Paramount, a Viacom company.